I have the blind square app about that, you know. I have the latest 6S phone, and I am not able to use it when I am somewhere, when I am shaking it, want to know where I am not able to, you know, receive anything.
Do you have it labeled in the settings?
It is
yes,
the settings.
Because it was working when I had iPhone 5, but it is not working, you know, after I have the iPhone 6 with the iOS 9.
You might try deleting the app and just reinstalling it. That sometimes fixes things.
I brought some Dymo tape with me that appears to be the wrong size for my Braille gun. This tape is too skinny.
It's probably the 3/8-inch tape. The gun that you have takes 1/2-inch.
Is there a tool that uses 3/8-inch tape?
I think some of the print label guns do. And also, doesn't the...
6-dot labeler.
But you have to be careful about where you buy it from, because not all the 3-inch tape works in the 6.
The key is, do you know if it's clear or not?
I believe that it is. I have no way of
that,
knowing.
That's the problem. Clear will not work in the 6-dot. It's too slippery.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting a lot of calls from somebody saying they're from the Dell Technical Support Department. They detected the problem in the computer. So I started asking them questions like, well, what kind of computer do I have? They seem to know an awful lot about my old Dell computer, but not about my new one.
It's a scam.
I normally do just hang up, or I will tease them by saying I don't know anything about computers and just let them talk and talk and talk.
That's actually the best thing to do, yeah. Because the more that you could waste their time, the less profitable becomes.
Yeah. I feel it's one of those things that should be able to be controlled and isn't.
Jerry, do you have Comcast?
I do.
They have a system for blocking numbers. It's like *60.
Oh, for a specific number?
And you just hit pound and it'll block the last call that came in. But they change their some
yeah,
they're
they
really sophisticated. They're constantly changing. Yeah. But there are some that aren't. You know, I have not gotten call backs from them.
I'm hoping there's another Android user in here. I've often heard people talking about swiping on the phone. What I've never been able to figure out is, like, if you're swiping through your home screen, how do you activate the program that you want without actually having to do these 4x touch and double tapping on it?
That's the only way I have.
I used to use an app on the iPhone called Talking Goggles to try and read things like the screen on my computer when JAWS would crash and the system would be coming up, or other kinds of screens. It didn't work great, but it worked. It got me through a few times. It says your Windows starting up or whatever. It works, but you have to reset it every time, go into the language, set it to English. Does anybody use that, or does anybody know of another app that will read a screen or LCD display?
Can't be
reader. No, it can't be. It does not work on, like, on LCD.
See, something like that, it would get confused because it actually got the whole, all the lines and all the different peaks and valleys and differences in height and depth mixed up. You need, it's always the Be My Eyes.
That Be My Eyes is unbelievable. I used it in a hotel a couple of weeks ago trying to check the thermostat. I wanted to change the temperature. Not only was the volunteer able to tell me every button on the thermostat and how they were oriented, but she helped me get it switched from Celsius to Fahrenheit.
What are some suggestions for holiday presents? I have to actually get someone present who is telling me they don't know what they want. What does everyone want for Christmas?
Audible is a definite possibility.